I'm Michael Toscano. The president says, the Kremlin says President Vladimir Putin, whose forces are allied with Syria's President Bashar al-Assad, is calling for caution in response to a reported poison gas attack outside the Syrian capital. This as top U.S. military and security advisors are huddled at the White House considering a potential missile attack if they can prove Syrian government forces are responsible. The president warning there will be a big price to pay.
We are studying that situation extremely closely. We are meeting with our military and everybody else, and we'll be making some major decisions over the next 24 to 48 hours.
Meanwhile, Fred Pletkin reports from Damascus that the Russians are consolidating their hold on Syrian ground near the capital.
That area where the strike apparently happened, which was in the hands of rebels and was encircled by Syrian government forces, has now essentially switched hands, and the Russians say that they are inside.
Texas has sent National Guardsmen to the Mexican border as President Trump asked. Governor Greg Abbott says 25 National Guard members are there right now with more on the way.
We expect to add about 300 more per week until we ramp up to at least 1,000, maybe 1,400 just in Texas sectors alone.
Correspondent Lori Siegel tells us if you're a Facebook user, you may learn today whether your personal data were misappropriated by a political firm with ties to the 2016 Trump campaign.
If you go on Facebook, you'll see a link at the top of your news feed, and it's going to show what apps you're using and also how to remove those apps and what data you're sharing. Now, as part of that, they'll tell you if your information was part of this 87 million number, if it was improperly shared with Cambridge Analytica.
Tech stocks, including Apple, Amazon, Netflix, and Alphabet, leading a charge on Wall Street this morning. Fears of a trade war with China easing off a bit. The Dow up almost 340 points. The S&P 500 higher by 38. The NASDAQ has gained 135, almost 2%. I'm Michael Toscano.
Howdy, folks. It's me, Colonel Sanders. My KFC $20 fill-up includes a whole bucket of delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, two sides of mashed potatoes and gravy, coleslaw, and four flaky biscuits for just $20. It'll feed four people, and it comes with a free bucket. And every time you use that bucket, you'll be reminded of how delicious that meal was. Now that's value. KFC, it's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time, prices may vary. Tax extra. Extra charge for breast piece and side item substitution may apply. Offer includes eight-piece chicken, three large sides, four biscuits.
Hello, is anyone there? This is Will Robinson of the 24th Colonist Group, calling any survivors. You copy? I'm making a record of this because it seems I'm the first human to discover evidence of an alien intelligence.
Danger, Will Robinson.
An adventure you have to see to believe. Watch Lost in Space, all episodes April 13th, only on Netflix.
U.S. airlines are getting better at many things except getting you to your destination on time. They are losing fewer bags, complaints are down, and on the anniversary of a man getting dragged off a United flight because a crew member needed his seat, airlines are bumping fewer passengers. That's according to an analysis of numbers compiled by the Transportation Department. However, on-time performance, never great to begin with, declined a bit last year, with 80.2% of flights arriving within 14 minutes of schedule. That's down from 81.4% in 2016. Business reporter John.
This cold and flu season, visit Herbs for Health and learn how to build your immune system naturally with all-natural products from Nature's Sunshine and doTERRA oils that you can use on babies to adults. Visit Herbs for Health at 1286 West, 9000 South in West Jordan, 2688 Washington Boulevard in Ogden, or call 801-565-0000 or 801-622-2499.
It's a Thought Police free zone, the Liberty Lineup radio show, where independent thought just can't be bought.
I'm an American, red, white, and blue, and I'm a citizen of this world and of heaven. Some things were meant to be together. I've been living faith and freedom, got a country too. I've been living with faith and freedom, we're gonna make it through. Come on!
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is KTOC Radio's Liberty Lineup with the Your Health Freedom Hour with Kristen Chevrier and Lowell Nelson. And we have a special guest today, Anne Blake Tracy. Anne is the author of Prozac, Panacea or Pandora, Our Serotonin Nightmare, The Complete Truth of the Full Impact of Antidepressants Upon Us and Our World, and Withdrawal from Those Antidepressants. She is the executive director of International Coalition for Drug Awareness. She spent decades studying health sciences with an emphasis on, not loud enough there, with an emphasis on psychology. She specializes in adverse reactions to serotonergic medications such as Prozac, Zoloft, Paxil, Luvox, Celexa, Effexor, Serzone, Anafrenil, maybe that's how you say it.
Got me.
And a few more. I mean, there are several more. She doesn't name all of them here. She's testified before the FDA and congressional subcommittee members on Prozac. She began testifying as an expert witness on Prozac and other SSRI-related court cases around the world in 1992. Her first book on the issue was published in 1991. So, Anne, welcome to the Your Health Freedom Hour. Oh, sorry. I've been gone for a week, so I told Lowell before the show started, you need to watch me and make sure I'm doing everything right, and I just blew it already. Okay, so Anne, welcome.
Thank you very much.
I really appreciate you joining us today. What you have to say is especially germane given the March for Our Lives and some of the firestorm surrounding the school shootings, which actually have been going on for many years. I have a list here of school shootings that comes from your website, and there are probably about 60 or more, starting as far back as 1992. So this recent firestorm is just another one in a long, long list of attempts to get weapons away from people because it's the guns, apparently.
And they don't talk about the gun, all the deaths that occurred in Chicago and Detroit the week after the school shooting. All they can talk about is the 17. Now, I any loss of life is bad, I grant you that, and I feel badly for the families. But the 17 deaths in a school shooting compared to well over 50 deaths in Chicago the following week, I mean, where's the comparison? Where's the outrage? And just proving once again that more guns does not mean more shootings. But you go to Chicago where there are no guns because of it's a gun-free zone basically, and there you find homicide after homicide, crime after crime.
That's true. So let's start, Anne, if you could give us just kind of a little background on what antidepressants are, what some of the side effects are. Just give us a little background for those who aren't familiar.
And if you want to go on a little bit more about the weapons, I've seen them use absolutely everything. In fact, I went into the Columbine evidence room because I was the expert in that case. I was actually looking for the baseball bats.
The baseball bats.
I knew that they would have those,
Anne,
too.
Are you talking right into your microphone on your phone?
I think I am.
Okay, you're just a little bit fuzzy or... That's not the word.
Is that better?
Yes. Yes, thank you.
Oh, okay. We'll leave it that way then.
Okay, and Anne has some baby chihuahuas in the background, so if you hear some weird noises, that's what that is. Okay, so go ahead. Give us
antidepressants.
They need antidepressants? Is that what you said?
No, I said they're my new batch of antidepressants.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay, so give us a little background. What are antidepressants? What are the different categories? I know I learned last night for the first time that SSRIs are only one category of antidepressants.
Yeah, they've got all kinds of categories. In fact, one of them has been given to children for bedwetting since about the 50s.
So, bedwetting?
bedwetting.
Great. Okay, so there are a lot of different varieties. What are some of the side effects? What are some of the things that we don't normally hear about when we are prescribed antidepressants?
Well, what most people have no clue of is the fact that serotonin that we're told we need to increase to be happy is the chemical that LSD and PCP mimic in order to produce hallucinations.
So serotonin is a naturally occurring substance that we have in our bodies. And LSD and what else?
PCP.
PCP mimic that?
Yes.
So
in fact, one antidepressants will actually test out as PCP.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the one that Andrea Yates was on when she drowned her children.
Oh,
so, are we going to ban bathtubs too?
Okay,
you know,
so
it just makes no sense.
So when we were talking last night, we talked, and when I was watching some of the videos that you posted, a lot of the side effects were listed in what you talked about, but some of them were rage, depersonalization, suicidal ideation, and hallucinations. Those were just four of a long, long list of possible side effects. What are some of the other things that people should be aware of that they may feel or experience during a time when they're taking antidepressants?
Well, the very first thing they saw with babies exposed to these drugs in the womb was hypoglycemia. And that's actually the very first thing I saw with these drugs was hypoglycemia, because I saw teetotaling Mormons who had never touched alcohol in their lives becoming alcoholic almost overnight because of alcohol cravings. And I don't know how many people realize that hypoglycemia is definitely related to alcoholism.
I didn't.
Dr. James Milam up in Washington State has almost zero recidivism in his clinics because he treats them with hypoglycemic diet. Hmm. They do not return to alcoholism.
That's really interesting. Oh. I had no idea there was a connection.
Yeah, I've known for a really long time, but I was excited to see his work because his work makes it very, very clear.
Could you name him again, the doctor and his clinic?
It's Dr. James Milam.
And could you spell his last name for us, please?
Milam. He wrote the very popular book, Under the Influence.
I see.
I'm sure if people have delved into alcoholism much, they've heard of him.
Okay.
Cool.
So
that's good to know.
So he takes people who have trouble with alcoholism, he treats them for hypoglycemia, and
right.
then has extremely low recidivism rates from his patients.
Yes.
Wow.
That's
very
amazing.
Nice.
Very low recidivism. It's almost nil.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so last night we also talked about some of the vegans who have, there are two prominent vegans who have been involved in mass shootings in the recent months. Were you thinking, I don't know if we finished talking about it, but it seems to me that you were thinking that there was a connection between that and hypoglycemia. And so were you thinking then that they were on these antidepressants?
That's what I'm thinking, but I haven't had time to check on those cases.
Okay.
I was just bringing that up to point out that so many people who are very much into health are using these drugs as well with no clue of how dangerous they can be.
Right.
And how damaging they can be.
We were talking about that a little bit last night, too, and something that I think is interesting about myself is that when I get into a situation where there's a health issue that I'm not familiar with and I don't really know how to address it, I try for a while to do things in using natural means, but at some point it gets to be too much work to try to do all the research and try to figure out what's going to work for this and what should I not do. And so I can see sometimes people just get to a point where they're desperate, and even if they're very natural health oriented, they will go to the doctor finally, and then they'll go to the doctor, and then they'll go to another doctor and another doctor and another doctor, and they'll finally decide that maybe it was worth all the effort to actually address the issue.
Yes.
Naturally to begin with, because there are so many side effects. Oh, yeah. And things don't work. And anyway, I think sometimes it's a laziness issue as much as anything.
It could be. And you get desperate. I mean, a lot of the depression that we're seeing, in fact, probably the majority of the depression we're seeing, is related to hypoglycemia. We were using like 5 pounds of sugar a year back about the turn of the century. We now use 160 pounds per person per year.
Oh my gosh, that's just crazy. And we wonder why we have weight issues and emotional issues, anxiety and depression and all those things. Sugar contributes to all of that.
Oh, it does. And in fact, they have done studies to find that 80% of those in prison for violent crime are hypoglycemic. Because what happens when you get that, when the sugar drops, it's life-threatening. You're losing brain cells immediately. The brain feeds on blood sugar. So when you eat the sugar, you get the high, then it drops. And when it drops, that's what's going on. And so your body pumps adrenaline going, we're really in trouble here. Well, what's adrenaline? It's your fight or flight hormone. So you either get angry or you panic or you have anxiety, whichever. We're just talking about degrees there.
Yeah.
So people don't understand. In fact, I should grab my book right here and read to you some of the symptoms of hypoglycemia and then read to you what we know you get with elevated serotonin. In fact, let me give you the elevated serotonin first. For decades, we've known that impairing the metabolism of serotonin, which is how these antidepressants work to increase the serotonin level, they interfere with your ability to metabolize it. It produces migraines, hot flashes, pains around the heart, difficulty breathing, a worsening of bronchial complaints, tension and anxiety, which appear from out of nowhere, depression, suicide, especially very violent suicide. We've got women shooting themselves where before they used to just overdose or something.
And this is as a result of what? Hypoglycemia?
No, this is the serotonin. When you increase serotonin, that's what you get. So you also get hostility, violent crime, arson, substance abuse, which would be the cravings for alcohol, psychosis, mania, organic, and everybody you know anymore, it seems like, is bipolar. That's what mania is. Organic brain disease, autism, the chances of a child being autistic if born to a mother who is on an antidepressant or has recently taken one, is 3 to 4 times higher.
Well, that's also interesting.
Anorexia is another thing you get with elevated serotonin, reckless driving, Alzheimer's, impulsive behavior with no concern for punishment, and argumentative behavior. Quite a list.
Not only impulsive behavior. Oh, you know what? We need to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk some more about some of the side effects of antidepressants. We're talking to Ann Blake Tracy. This is K-Talk Radio's Liberty Lineup. We'll be right back.
K-Talk Media, your favorite local talk station.
What are your wellness goals this year? Starting now is easier than you think. Improve your health naturally with the experts from Herbs for Health. You can find the right Nature Sunshine herbs and doTERRA oils to help you detoxify, balance your body, health, digestive system, and so much more. Visit Herbs for Health at 1286 West, 9000 South in West Jordan, 2688 Washington Boulevard in Ogden, or call 801-565-0000.
Kubota Zel 2501DT packs powerful performance into one easy-to-operate compact tractor. Designed for all-day operator comfort and easy use of implements, the L2501DT makes mowing, digging, hauling, and lifting quick and simple. Now get payments as low as $129 a month with 0% APR financing for 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Find a Kubota dealer near you at GoKubota.com.
The weekend is coming, and you need to plan a date night. You could go to a movie and dinner, but there's nothing original about that. Here's a new and exciting idea. Take your date indoor shooting at the Armory Gun Range. Instead of renting a bowling lane,
lame,
or playing miniature golf,
yay,
you can rent a shooting lane at the Armory Gun Range. Impress your spouse or your date with your original plan. The Armory can provide both guns and ammo, and rookies are welcome.
I would be excited if my boyfriend took me shooting. The Armory is located in Sandy at 9210 South and 248 West. The phone number is 801-447-1789. Again, that is 801-447-1789. You can also check out their website at armoryshootingrange.com. The range is open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday.
The Armory Gun Range, blowing holes in boring date nights.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is K-Talk Radio's Liberty Lineup with Kristen Chevrier and Lowell Nelson, and it's the Your Health Freedom Hour. And we are here with Ann Blake Tracy, who has spent decades studying the effects of antidepressants and their relationship to school shootings. This is something that isn't talked about nearly enough, and we thought this would be a good time to address it, considering all of the current events. So, Ann, we were talking. Are you there? You can hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
Okay.
Ready for the list of the symptoms of hypoglycemia now so that you can kind of compare those two?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. This is from the Tabor's Encyclopedic Medical Dictionary, and it's according to the order of frequency of symptoms. First is exhaustion. Second is depression. Third is insomnia, and fourth is anxiety. Irritability, headaches, vertigo, sweating, and then tremor, which is an internal trembling.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Tachycardia, mm-hmm, or palpitation of the heart, difficulty concentrating, numbness, chronic indigestion, mental confusion, cold hands or feet, blurred vision, muscle twitching, or cramps, joint pain, antisocial behavior, restlessness, obesity, staggering, abdominal spasms, fainting or blackouts, convulsions, and suicidal tendencies. And then they go on and list death as well, because you don't want it to get that bad. But anyway.
And these are the symptoms of hypoglycemia.
Right.
Okay.
Which
so,
is just, it's just about everything they prescribe these drugs for.
Right. So if you have hypoglycemia and you go on antidepressants, it's going to make your hypoglycemia worse. Is that right?
Yeah. And I think that's why the rate of diabetes is so incredibly high with these drugs.
Mm.
In fact,
I checked the year after Prozac hit the market, I checked the stats for the state of Utah. And diabetes was going up at about a 45 degree angle. After Prozac hit the market, it went straight up. Just straight up.
Wow.
That's which it increased it. So.
Oh, that's amazing. And I wanted to comment on something you said earlier before we depart too far from it. And that is something, you know, you mentioned that many of the criminals that are in prison suffer from, you know, hypoglycemia and so forth.
Right.
And that is something that Dr. Bernard Jensen taught during his lifetime as well. He said that,
oh, really?
Yeah, he said that if people would eat right, then we wouldn't have as many problems with criminality.
That's right.
And so I find it absolutely refreshing that you are reminding us of that important fact. If we would clean up our diets, if we would eat better as families, if we would eat from God's garden, meaning what we can grow in our gardens and in our orchards, then we would not be suffering so much as a society from criminality tendencies and from suicidal tendencies and from children in school who can't focus and concentrate, and therefore they get prescribed Ritalin and other drugs. It all comes back to the family, to the mother in the home, to the father in the home, providing the nutrients, the blessed foods from God's garden, so that we can feed our families nutritional, healthful foods. And so thank you so very much for reminding us of that important fact.
Sure, all we got to do is do the one thing he gave us as a job on the planet, which was till the garden.
Huh.
Very first thing he told us to do.
Yep, you're exactly right. To eat, you know, to till the soil, and everything we need. You know, Dr. Jensen's one of his most famous books, and one that I have dog-eared and probably purchased three times.
Dr. Bernard Jensen,
yeah,
is that?
Dr. Bernard Jensen is his book entitled "Nature Has a Remedy," and I totally believe that nature does have a remedy for every ill, for every disease, for every affliction that affects us adversely. Nature has a remedy.
Oh, heresy! Are you trying to tell us that God knew what He was doing when He put the earth together?
Yeah.
And put us here with everything we need.
We're laughing, but there are a lot of people who do consider that heresy.
I know, it makes
the
no
idea
sense at all. And
that,
I think
that maybe we don't need vaccines and antidepressants. The very idea is heresy to a lot of people.
The way I like to put that, Anne and Kristen, is very simply, God don't make no junk. And
exactly.
In other words, he built the human body to succeed on this planet. And if we would eat of the fruits and the herbs of the field and so forth in that environment in which we live, then we will live abundantly and we will live a healthful, full of vigor life.
True.
Okay, so Anne, let's go back to the negative stuff. Let's be negative for the rest of this segment. I want to know, you mentioned a 1996 mice metabolism study. I wanted to know about that. And then I wanted to talk about some of the examples that we have of violence that have come from people who are on antidepressants. Oh, and before you start, sorry to interrupt, but I watched that video of Corey Badsgard, who was involved in third grade in bringing, he brought a gun to school and held people hostage for several hours, and he didn't even know that he had done it.
Right.
It was his third hour period, not third grade.
Oh, I thought he said third grade.
No, he was a high schooler.
Your tooth really hurt last night.
Yeah, my tooth was killing me last night, and thanks to Anne, I made it hurt worse briefly by dropping liquid cayenne onto my tooth. And It didn't cause blisters. I thought it might. It didn't. My mouth was on fire for a while.
It stops the toothache fast.
I did it twice last night, and I'm going to admit to you that I took Advil during the night to make sure that I could sleep because it was still throbbing a little bit. But I put some on it this morning again, and it hasn't hurt at all yet today. And we're at 10:30, well past the point where the Advil would have worn off. So anyway, that's another topic. But yes, it was hurting last night. Third period, not third grade. Okay, so do you want to tell the story?
Right. Yeah, Corey was 16 years old, LDS farm boy in Eastern Washington, hard worker, good kid, got along great with his family. I know how everybody likes to blame it on the family. There's no way. I've done so many of these cases, and it's rare to find a family that's just in shambles where these kids come from. Anyway, he came from a very good family. He was head of his priest quorum. He was getting his Eagle Scout award almost finished and getting ready to leave on a mission. I mean, preparing for a mission. He was 16, so he was getting close. And he had been on Paxil for a while. They gave it to him because he was a shy farm boy instead of really outgoing.
So he was not depressed. He was not ill. He was just too shy?
Just shy. I was voted the most bashful in my senior class. Thank goodness they didn't have these drugs around then. They would have drugged me fast. But there's nothing shy about me now. Ask my kids. Anyhow, so they gave it to him because he was shy. He had taken Paxil for almost a year and apparently was starting to have some reactions, so the doctor thought they needed to switch him to Effexor. Either that or he got a new contract with the company that markets Effexor. You never know. So they started switching him, and it was about 3 weeks into the switch, they took him to the maximum dose. And he said, that day, he said, gee, Mom and Dad, I don't feel very good. I think I better go back to bed for a little while, and then I'll go ahead and go on into school. Well, he went back to bed, but he says he woke up in juvenile detention and had to be told what he did. Apparently got up, grabbed a gun that his grandfather had given him years before, went to school, and held his classmates at gunpoint for 45 minutes. He, to this day, a decade later, doesn't remember any of it. He had to be told everything.
And yet, it has totally uprooted his family and destroyed a large part of his life. He can't even go back to the town that he grew up in.
No.
I got that part, even though my tooth was hurting.
They lost their farm and everything. They were told that they had to leave. Anyway.
Yes, I watched that video as well. Probably it's been a week or maybe 2 weeks ago, and I was struck by the fact that, I mean, number one, I really appreciated the way he and his dad provided the interview. They were very calm. They were very matter-of-fact about what happened. They're absolutely sorry that it did happen. I think they felt badly that they had allowed him to be put on Paxil and then switched over to Effexor. And but the thing that struck me the very most was the fact that he did not know what he had done. And I think about so many other of the school shootings, how many of those not just the school shootings, the mass shootings, like the one in the theater there in Colorado. I mean, I wonder if he knew what he was doing. And that is truly chilling to think that the
look on his face, he didn't know.
Right. To think that the drugs that are being prescribed by doctors who think they're doing somebody a favor turn out to be so deleterious to a person's health and to the health and safety of those around him. It's just mind-boggling to me.
Well, we've done it before, and most people have no idea. PCP was a prescription drug. It was on the market for 7 years. LSD, cocaine, heroin, they all started as prescription drugs. You know, people just, we weren't taught the history of drugs in school. I didn't know much at all about drugs. I didn't know anybody on them when I was growing up. There was one kid, his brain was burned out on LSD. But, you know, he was the only one in the whole town. So we just weren't that familiar with it. And I had no idea that PCP was a prescription drug. On the market 7 years with us thinking it had a large margin of safety in humans. Did your doctors get it pulled from the market? No, they didn't care. You know who got it pulled? Law enforcement and judges. They were sick and tired of dealing with all the violence from it.
Wow.
You won't meet a police officer anywhere that wants to run into somebody on PCP. These drugs are almost identical in action. It scares me to death.
So some of these drugs like PCP, I think they make people kind of superhuman. Is that right? Or feel
right.
Superhuman? So I know when I was doing training for using my pistol, we were told that when somebody is on some of these kinds of drugs, it's really, really hard to stop the threat because they just keep coming back. And so you can fire once or you can fire twice or you can just, you know, as many times as you want, and they just keep coming. And as long as they can keep coming, they can still shoot you.
That's
so
right.
I can see why police officers would not want to be dealing with this.
That's right. In fact, in Orem, about how long ago did that happen? About a decade and a half ago, I think it probably was. There was an article in the paper about three police officers who had attempted to take a woman in. And they said that the officers were really injured and severely attacked by this one woman, three police officers. And of course, everybody was kind of laughing about the fact that they couldn't handle her.
Right.
So I just picked up the phone, I called the officers, and I said, look, if she was on one of these drugs or coming off, you just need to know that they work like PCP. And the officer said, oh, well, I can tell you she was sure strong. And she was coming off of Paxil.
Wow.
Oh.
Same thing that Corey was coming off of.
Okay, so what's important to get out of this is not that PCP makes you dangerous, but that antidepressants frequently function the same way that PCP functions in your system.
Exactly.
Is that correct?
Exactly. And like a slow-fuse PCP. Like when you take LSD or PCP, the brain goes, oh, we got a whole rush of serotonin here, and it reacts accordingly. These drugs gradually over time increase the serotonin level.
Okay.
Unless you've got problems with your liver, then it can happen very quickly.
Huh. Okay.
Like the case up in Wyoming we had. He took only two doses. He'd taken only two pills, woke up the next morning after that second dose and shot his family and himself. Mm. And the jury ruled the evidence was clear that those two doses were the cause.
And yet we're still prescribing them like they're candy. We are heading into a break right now. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with the final segment. We're talking with Ann Blake Tracy about antidepressants and violence. Please stay tuned.
When it's cold outside, warm up with the hottest live local two-way talk, K-Talk Media, 1640 AM.
Hey Dave, let's tune into the Simply Senior radio show on K-Talk this Saturday. It's at 2 p.m. and it actually sounds really interesting, and maybe we can learn something.
I love you, Barb, but I think I'll pass. Besides, it sounds more like geezer radio. I bet it's all about soft foods and spray-on hair. How old do you think I am?
Okay, Dave, let me ask you in a different way. Do you want to listen to a radio show for people who are smarter, wiser, and have more life experiences than everyone else? Yes or no?
On second thought, I'm in.
If you want to join us for the Simply Senior radio show, tune into K-Talk at 1640 AM every Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. See you there, Slugger.
The Simply Senior Radio Show is a radio program for those people who are a little bit smarter, a little bit wiser, and have a ton more experience than anyone else. This cold and flu season, visit Herbs for Health and learn how to build your immune system naturally with all-natural products from Nature's Sunshine and doTERRA oils that you can use on babies to adults. Visit Herbs for Health at 1286 West, 9000 South in West Jordan, 2688 Washington Boulevard in Ogden, or call 801-565-0000 or 801-622-2499.
Tribal West Lacrosse, player owned and operated, serving the lacrosse community since 2002. Outfitting beginners to ballers, boys and girls. Check out our 15-year in-store anniversary upgrades. Tribal West Lacrosse, located at 9860 South, 7th East in Sandy, next to the Philadelphian Sandwich Shop. Try all the latest heads, meshes, and shafts in our improved turf shooting cage. Check out your speed on the 24-inch radar display. Coaches, free gear with your team orders and player discounts. Team nights in our new Lax Lounge with a 55-inch TV where there's always a game on. Get your online team store set up today. Use it as a fundraiser. No more collecting money or sizes. Tribal West Lacrosse for all your lacrosse needs on and off the field. Check us out at tribalwest.com or call us at 801-501-0880.
We believe in the American way, and we built this country called the USA, and we fly our flag because we're proud and free. We're Americans. Red, white, and blue. Our way of life, never back down from a challenge or a fight. Nature provides, God gives the rights. We're Americans. We make up America.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to K-Talk Radio's Liberty Lineup with Kristen Chevrier and Lowell Nelson. This is the Your Health Freedom Hour, and we are speaking with Ann Blake Tracy, who has spent several decades studying, well, a few decades, I don't want to make you sound too old, Anne. A long time studying antidepressants and the effects that they have on your health, for one thing, and what the effects on your health have to do with the influence on school shootings and other forms of violence that we have in our society. So,
I did not explain that study that you asked me about.
Okay, the 1996 mice metabolism?
Yeah.
Okay.
And also what happened with Corey is actually a sleep disorder that's caused by the drugs, where you sleepwalk and act out the nightmare that you're having. It's called a REM sleep behavior disorder. And 86% of those being diagnosed with that are taking an antidepressant.
86% of the people, say what it's called again.
REM sleep disorder.
And 86% of the people being diagnosed are on antidepressants.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's long been known to include both murder and suicide. Hmm. So, but it also has long been known as a drug withdrawal state. So, if 86% are going into it while they're on the drugs, how much higher might it be in the withdrawal?
That's a good
question.
So
that's why people need to be very, 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 very careful coming off. Go very slowly so
so that you're not going into the withdrawal state, or at least you're going into mild versions of the withdrawal as opposed to really bad withdrawal, because you don't want to take a chance
right.
of going into REM sleep disorder. That's what comedian Phil Hartman's wife went into, too, when she shot him while he slept, and then ended up shooting herself when she found out what she'd done.
Oh, my gosh. And that was a long time ago. Okay, we have two callers. Do you want to talk about the mice metabolism study before we go to the callers?
Yeah, let me talk about that really quick, and then we'll go to them.
Okay.
This is a study out of the University of Southern California. It was done in 1996, and it was on a group of mice that had been genetically engineered, and everything went totally wrong. They didn't get what it was they were trying to get, but they ended up with a strain of mice that lacked the MAO enzyme. The MAO enzyme is what metabolizes serotonin. So, in fact, the mice, they determined, had huge amounts of serotonin. Their brains were just awash of serotonin, and they were the most violent creatures they had ever seen. And that's why they looked into it. They wanted to see where this violence was coming from. They did attribute it to the high level of serotonin.
Okay, so that was replicated in mice. Clear back in 1996, we knew that that happened in mice.
Yes.
And since then, we've seen it happen in multiple situations where there have been shootings and stabbings and drownings and all kinds of things happen while people are on these antidepressants.
Grandmothers using circular saws on their infant grandbabies. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I have seen it all. Hollywood hasn't even thought of the stuff I've had to deal with.
Oh, man.
I've documented these cases because I'm not going to let one go. These companies knew what they were doing when they put these drugs on the market. We've got all the evidence to show that. We've used it in court.
Right, and that was another thing we talked about. We talked about Candace Pert, the one who discovered the opiate binding process that made serotonin reuptake inhibitors possible. Can I read what she said about that?
Go right ahead. People need to know.
This is Candace Pert, the one who discovered the binding process, as I just said, that made the SSRIs possible. She says, "I am alarmed at the monster that John Hopkins neuroscientist Solomon Snyder and I created when we discovered the simple binding assay for drug receptors 25 years ago. Prozac and other antidepressant serotonin receptor active compounds may also cause cardiovascular problems in some susceptible people after long-term use, which has become common practice despite lack of safety studies. The public is being misinformed about the precision of these selective serotonin uptake inhibitors when the medical profession oversimplifies their action in the brain and ignores the body as if it exists merely to carry the head around. In short, these molecules of emotion regulate every aspect of our physiology. A new paradigm has evolved with implications that lifestyle changes such as diet and exercise can offer profound, safe, and natural mood elevation." So she looks back on what she created and feels like Dr. Frankenstein, I guess.
Yeah.
So your two callers both are focusing on where we go from here and help for someone who is on meds. So let's take those calls.
Okay.
Because we just have about less than 7 minutes left. Adam, you're on the, or Alan, I'm sorry. I'm not wearing my glasses. I apologize. You are on the air.
Hi, Trey, and this is Alan Sint. I talked to you in the past. My wife died 15 years ago while she was on serotonin uptakes, but I have a serious problem with a friend up in Puyallup who really wants to get off, because I didn't realize she was on them until she tried to take her life in December. And then just a week ago, she ended up in the hospital, and she doesn't even remember anything like you were talking about. So my question is there anything I can do to refer her to somebody up there in Puyallup or get with you? I know you're kind of half retired, but, you know, if...
No, I'd like to be half retired, but there's too many of these continuing. It's just exploding. It's awful.
It is.
But
yeah.
No, I still do consultations. And does she have my CD on how to come off of these the right way?
No, she needs all of that information. I told her she has to do it slow and not to just stop, but that I'd try to get a hold of you. And is there a phone number, or I can leave my phone or
our
whatever.
Our website is drugawareness.org.
Okay.
And you can just, I guess you could email me at ann@drugawareness.org. But if she wants to schedule a consultation, she can do that there, or she can order a CD. If you download the CD, it's only like $4.95, just enough for us to keep our website up.
Okay, so she can download a CD.
Yeah, that goes for an hour and a half with tons of information.
Fantastic. I'd love to get that, and then maybe she can do a consultation as well. I think she really needs it because she's been through a crazy life. Quite a sweetheart, but been through a crazy life.
Thank you, Alan. So people who need help, thank you for your call. People who need help can go to the website, drugawareness.org. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, drugawareness.org. And there's information there. You can download a CD on how to get off of antidepressants. We're going to go to the next caller, Jake. Jake, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. This is fascinating. I really appreciate this conversation. Obviously, we need to protect the Second Amendment. And but you know, when you look at these mass shootings or whatever, I mean, I know you said like a lady drowned her kid in a bathtub, and you know, people have used saws and things like that. So obviously, a gun isn't the problem. But
no.
In all of these mass shootings, people were on SSRIs or some type of antidepressant. Would you support, or do you think there's any future in supporting, I mean, if these stay on the market, not being able to obtain certain weapons if you're on this? Because, I mean, there is evidence that this is leading to mass shootings, right?
Yes.
So... And I mean, again, we need to protect the Second Amendment. I want to. I just, in terms of mass shootings, is there anything we can do, and is there anything you support to either, you know, not get guns in the hands of these people, or is there something we can do to start getting these off the market entirely?
Well, there's warnings in the package insert not to even drive, you know, so why would you? Why would it be good for you to have a gun? No, I agree with that.
Okay, thank you, Jake. Appreciate that call.
Yeah, I was going to say with your commercial, you want to make sure to check your girlfriend's meds before you take her to the range, shooting range.
Oh, man. Yeah, or your boyfriend.
K-Talk's commercial, yeah.
Yeah.
Chris didn't do that. What's his name? Chris. The big military.
Oh, I remember that, but I can't remember his last name.
I can. Oh, Chris Kyle.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Anyway, I thought, why on earth would you take somebody to a shooting range who just got out of a psychiatric hospital on these drugs? And just before they put him in the psychiatric hospital, he'd threatened to kill his own family.
Man.
Hello?
Yeah.
What was Chris on?
Okay, so we have about 2 minutes left. If people need help getting off of these medications, they can go to drugawareness.org and look for the CD.
Right.
That is it readily available on there? You can see where it is on your website?
I think you can see it right on the front page near my book.
Okay.
My book is available there, too.
And what is the name of your book?
It's called Prozac Panacea or Pandora, Our Serotonin Nightmare.
Okay. So look for that book. I know I had it at home, and I tried to find it before I left, but I have so many books. It's hard for me to find these. But I did find Kelly Brogan's book, A Mind of Your Own, which is another excellent book about nutrition and about how you can heal from depression and other mental health issues naturally. There's also another book that I found in my stack called Your Drug May Be Your Problem. And it's a how and why to stop taking psychiatric medications. So go to Anne's website, look for these books. There are alternatives to being on antidepressant medication. So don't despair. Don't get more depressed. Is there, Anne, you have about 30 seconds. What would you like to say to wrap up?
Please be very careful. Study everything you can before you try to come off of these drugs. And do not fall for the, you can drop 10%. You can't drop even that much. It's too dangerous. But we also have a database at ssristories.net. If people want to go look at the Utah cases, you can search it that way. People will be surprised at what's going on in their own backyard.
Okay, thank you so much, Anne Blake Tracy, for joining us today to talk about antidepressants and their relationship to violence. And we hope to talk to you again soon.
Whether it's for weight loss, blood sugar control, or just overall health, millions of people have been helped by low-carb diets, also known as ketogenic diets. But for most people, it's hard to get the right balance of protein and nutrition needed to succeed, especially when on the go. That's why Youngevity created Keto FX bars and shakes. They work together as a low-carb, high-protein team to help you thrive on your low-carb diet. When you grab a Keto FX shake, you get 21 grams of high-quality whey protein with zero net carbs. Our Keto FX bar gives you 18 grams of protein with only 1 gram of net carbs. And we didn't sacrifice flavor over function. Delicious and filling. Every Keto FX serving also gives you metabolism-enhancing nutrients, plus the essential vitamins and minerals you need to succeed on your low-carb diet. And it's all built on a whole food blend that's crafted from dozens of fruits and vegetables. Keto FX bars and shakes by Youngevity.
Go to ktalkmedia.com and click on health for more information.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself at the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. Geico will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, Send Yeti on Over. Geico is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Howdy, folks. I'm Colonel Sanders. When I told folks my signature KFC pot pie was filled with delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, veggies, and topped in a golden flaky crust and only cost $3.99, they said I was crazy. And maybe I was, because that was 1980, and $3.99 was a lot of money back then. But today, getting a meal that size for just $3.99 is a really great deal. So stop into a KFC and get yourself a pot pie. It's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time, prices may vary.
You're listening to the all-new K-Talk Media, KBJA 1640 AM.